Hi, welcome to the Mohua Show. My name is Mohua Chinnappa and I am an author, entrepreneur and ex-housewife. This podcast is about everything from business to technology to arts to lifestyle, but done and spoken, imandari se. Hi, in today's episode, we are talking to the head coach at TFG Transformation for Good, Mohsin Syed. Mohsin is a fitness model, a leading influencer, you'll soon know why, and also India's first professional magic mic. Welcome, Mohsin.
Hi, Baba.
Hi. So, Mohsin, imandari se, let's just talk. And just tell me, I'm very curious to know, last time when we spoke, aapne kaha tha, you're the most professional as a magic mic performer in the most unprofessional environment. What does this unprofessional environment you are in looks like? What does it look like for my listeners?
For me, unprofessional environment, it differs. So if I'm going for a party, okay, so I don't want to be, you know, jo mera daily view hai, jo main normally logo ko pretend karta. I just want to step out of that and just be who I am, whether if I am sober, I'm jungly, I'm name it. Unprofessional can be defined in lots of categories. Kaafi cheezon mein define kar sakte. Where people just go a little berserk, they just want to live their life. And in that environment where there's har masti hai, khush hona hai, dukhi hona hai, emotion flow hote hai, alcohol hai, kaafi kuch cheeze hai. Aur us profession mein, to maintain that level of unprofessional environment, we have to be very professional.
So what do you mean? Aisa koi incident hua hai, Mohsin, that you can share with the listeners? You know, something that's happened and you remember, you know, I'm sure because people must be going berserk when you are doing, you know, the entire performance. Also, can you tell us a little bit more about Magic Mike?
So Magic Mike is a movie jo 2012 mein release hui thi in Hollywood. Aur, it's all about a love story, a drama and a dance form where it's more focused on male stripping. Or it's not just swimming the clothes, it's all about you know, dancing, all about the floor, where the men is with good physique, where the other people come to the club and they see this good looking men doing some dance form, doing shirtless and, you know, performing, just going very up close and personal with the female. And the dance form includes, you know, jazz, pole, acro and lots of seductive moves. So वो movie 2012 में release होने के बाद इतनी popular हो गई, so वो dance form, एक actual में dance form लोगों ने create किया और उसे upgrade, वो ऐसे होता रहा upgrade और it become very commercially hit in market. और अभी उसके proper classes होते हैं, अब उसके proper कुछ institute है जो उसका course syllabus design करते हैं, काफी सारे master trainers है जो इसके ऊपर ये करते हैं, train करते हैं लोगों को. और काफी सारे बड़े इवेंट्स में, पार्टीज में ये डांस फॉर्म होता है. सो या एंड देन दे डू वर्ल्ड टूरिंग ऑफ द शो. वेगस में काफी पॉपुलर है ये डांस फॉर्म, यूरोप में भी है, यूके में भी है और अब इंडिया में आया रिसेंटली. वी हैव जस्ट स्टार्टेड इन इंडिया इयर्स बैक.
व्हाट आर द थ्री थिंग्स यू वोंट यू कांट डू एज अ प्रोफेशनल मैजिक माइक? टेल मी दैट.
थ्री थिंग्स दैट आई कैन नॉट डू. आई कैन नॉट go very personal,
what is very personal?
Very personal. So if you talk about very personal, you should know what your limits are. You should know where you draw a line, where people might just want to cross the line and also want you to cross the line, but you know where to stop. It's just like, you know, in professional corporate environments, we said showing the carrot and then just making the people run for them.
So when you show the carrot, when you tell me, where is it and how much do you allow? Is it, are you talking about women touching you?
See, if you talk about Indian market, if you talk about, we just cannot go berserk. So Indian market is a little different than what the European and American market are.
Okay.
Where India mein jab hum stage pe perform karte hai, to we know hume kahan tak perform karna hai, kis level pe perform karna hai. Because jaise ek limit hota hai, uske piche the audience in a group, in a club may not allow us to go, and we know this level tak hi karna hai, just we going shirtless, maybe we just going in a pantless, but we know where to stops, which muscle, which skin to show and which not. So that is one form. And one number two, people I don't know how to define this, but people throw lots of money, people show their give with lots of love, just to go beyond what we give to the people. And still giving them what they want, but still not crossing your limits.
Crossing your limits would mean sleeping with your...
Of course.
Yeah. So has there been any incident, you know, where, you know, you've had to probably, you've really liked somebody and you become friends with someone who you met at a show and, you know, things went beyond your professional limit. How did you handle that? Did emotions ever cross? Or are you, you know, so clear that it stays completely transactional, Mohsin?
No, at the end of the day, we try to meet lots of people who are very good, who are just there for that few minutes and few hours. They're good with you. Sometimes they're bad with you. I'll not say they're bad with me, but you know, what level or ambience or what environment aisa ho jata hai ki, they just get their evil side out or just want to be, you know.
What is that evil side out, Mohsin?
Evil side, they just want you anyhow.
Okay, so you mean they want to sleep with you?
Exactly. Or maybe okay. They just want to touch you. They just want to grab you for that moment. They just want to manhandle you. And it's वो होता है and उसको संभाल के रखना उसको थोड़ा maintain करके रखना हमें हमारे हाथ में as a performer we know जैसे मैंने पहले कहा कि कहाँ पे हमें उतना है और किस level तक हमें जाना है और किस level तक नहीं जाना
अपनी इज्जत बचा के रखना as they say
बचा के रखना है बस
हाँ so ये बहुत ही ज़्यादा एक talking about something that's really today different in Indian society you know till now we've only heard about women being given this ज्ञान that you know अपनी इज्जत बचा के रखना आज मैं पहली बार एक इंटरव्यू में सुन रही हूँ अ मैन सेइंग दिस टू मी कि आपको अपनी इज्जत बचा के रखनी पड़ती है बट बीइंग इन दिस जॉब दैट यू आर इन इज देयर एनी मूव्स दैट यू हैव दैट यू नो दैट यू नो दैट रियली इंप्रेसेस द वुमेन वेरी इजीली ऑब्वियसली यू हैव अ ह्यूज फैन फॉलोइंग अमंग वुमेन एंड यू नो आई एम श्योर यू हैव सम ऑफ योर मूव्स व्हाट वुड दोस मूव्स बी जस्ट टेल मी अ लिटिल अबाउट इट
सो ओके सो व्हाट वुमेन लाइक व्हेन आई परफॉर्म एस्पेशियली व्हेन आई डू अ चेयर every second person, or you can name it, every person want to be on the chair where I do some moves. And there is this dolphin dive where a person is lying on the floor and I do a dolphin dive where I almost just touch the entire body of that person and then just skip and get up and do my movement.
That requires a lot of practice, am I right?
Of course, it needs lots of practice. And when people come to our show, they want to see, you know, they have that mind frame, a perfect physique, a good looking, a perfect dancer with you know it's one of their dream boy or a girl they want to see on stage and to maintain that level of accuracy we have to do our workout good keep our diet clean we might just hold a bottle of alcohol and serve people sometimes but we are still very far away from that yeah of course we do you know have our time but when it comes to performance it's not what we see. What as an artist, what people see, we are way, way, way different. Lots of struggle, lots of mehnat we do. And from our nutrition to our workout to our dancing moves, we have to upgrade ourselves in every genre.
How fantastic. Now tell me the kind of cities you visit most often and what is the age group of these women? Are they in their 20s? Are they single? Are they married? Are they divorced? You know, in your experience, what has it been like? Which is the maximum... A number of times, which city have you been to, Mohsin?
So I have seen in my show lots of a group of female to come, a group of male also come. There are lots of couple. Like these days, I see lots of couple they to come. They're very open. They both want to enjoy a couple. You know, they want to just have a good time seeing the people dancing, seeing the people like me were dancing on the stage as an artist. They just want to have that moment for an hour or two when they enter the club. And the age group, what you're talking about, it's basically, you know, from 25 to, I've seen people who are like almost 50, 55 also in the clubs, whether it's male, female. But the majority of the age group, what I find in clubs is like around 30 to 35, 38, this age group, especially when it comes to women population.
What surprises you the most about the women you've met till today? You know, just mein aapko laga, my God, or imandari se bolo, kis cheez mein sabse zyada surprise laga aapko?
Surprise मुझे पहले लगता था see when you come across people especially women I have sisters I have mother I always idolize them you know a woman एक देवी होती है ऐसे और when I started performing then I realized women are also not different from the men. They're exactly the same. But what I feel I find is like they are more practical and they can go crazy like what men do. They can be as mischievous, as naughty what a man can be. They can be as good or much better than what the man version is when it comes to being good also. So I have seen the extremist side of a woman in all the dimensions of the period. So yeah, even if you have a female, I've seen a woman who are at a level, but when they come to a party, they are just like regular people. It's like, forget about the fame, forget about the name that we have, forget about how, what level we are here to have fun, what a normal person enjoys. They keep their fame, stardom, or even the money aside, and they just enjoy.
You mentioned earlier that you've been violated, including a beer bottle being thrown at you and a woman pushing you down to the extent you had a broken ankle. Tell us a little bit more, what happens when things go out of hand? How do you handle it?
I was in Bangalore and I'm performing in one of my most good club. And there, the woman, one of the women, she was so drunk, so lost. She just wanted to, you know, just dance with me. And somehow I called her on stage. And then she just hugged me so tight from behind. And I'm doing a girl stage. And the stage was like a little up, almost like 5 feet. And somehow I twisted my ankle. And that moment, it was my India tour. So after that night, I was supposed to perform in Delhi, Kolkata, and Chandigarh. And Mumbai, of course. So next day, I cannot cancel the show because I was doing the India tour and my posters were out, the ticket was already been sold out. So I have to take a painkiller injections every evening before my performance to make sure that the show must go on. So yeah, sometimes you have to push your limits.
For all my male listeners, you know, things that you have learned, because obviously you have been performing for women, you've known women. You know, for instance, what do you think women would want in bed?
See, what I find majority of the women, what they want, it's a little pamperness, you know, a little bit of love. What they find it's missing, maybe it's a marriage life or it's from the boyfriend. You know, that care, little concern. It's not just about, you know, a woman want just like sleep, talk and forget, whatever it is. But they just want an attention sometimes. They just want to be feel special.
So you're telling me it's only emotional. So what about physically? Do you think, is there something that you would like the male listeners to, you know, to know? Because obviously, you're such a big hit among women. What do you think men lack, you know, in how they treat a woman in bed?
Maybe a knowledge, number one, a knowledge about...
sexual knowledge?
Knowledge about, you know, I'll be very open. It's like knowledge about how to perform. Sometimes when it comes to physical, very physical with a woman, men always want to maybe, you know, dominate and just wanted to do what they feel like. They need to understand what also women should, women want, what they want to, you know.
What does a woman want?
Get out of a man.
What does a woman want from a man, Mohsin? Tell me. It's so interesting. I'll see whether you're right or wrong.
You know, one of the fantasies, one of their most the desire, what they want and how they want to do it. And yeah, that point of where it should hit, where they find women should go, oof, yeah.
So basically you're telling me that men actually don't know what is the G-spot in a woman?
Not everyone, I'll say majority of them, they just want to dominate in a way like, you know, it's just like...
They don't want to care about what a woman is feeling,
what
right?
What a woman wants. Sometimes yeah. I have seen... to be very upfront, men just want to do it and they just want to come and go out. That's it. They do not even know, or do not even want to know whether a woman is getting wet, a woman is coming or no, to be very much upfront.
Also, Mohsin, just coming back to you, had said that your mummy was very naraaz thi. Your mother was very angry for a while. Aapne jab investment banking ka naukri chhodke, and your dad was okay with your profession. Am I right? Tell us, you know,
yes.
Tell the audiences about their reaction and support. You know, kis tarike se support mila aapko aur kis tarike se, how did you navigate that entire thing? You know, it must have been really tough on you, right?
Yeah, it was. And in fact, still it is. If I go out and meet kisi shaadi ke mere function mein mere family members se milta hu, kuch log aise bhi hai, even mere cousins bhi hai, jo mujhe kehte hai ki kya perform karta hai, कि वो फिटनेस में है, इतना अच्छा जॉब था, यू आर वेल क्वालिफाइड, यू हैव डन योर एमबीए फाइनेंस एंड यू गॉट वन ऑफ द बेस्ट जॉब इन द वर्ल्ड एंड यू वांट टू क्विट दैट एंड परस्यू डांसिंग एंड ऑल दैट थिंग. अभी भी मुझे काफ़ी लोग बोलते हैं. माय मॉम इज बेसिकली अ प्रीटी ऑर्थोडॉक्स वुमन, मुस्लिम टिपिकल वुमन हाउ दे आर, बट एंड शी ऑलवेज हैव एंड शी स्टिल हैव दिस इशू, यू नो, अभी भी बेटा जस्ट गेट बैक टू द नॉर्मल 9 to 6 जॉब हमारे लिए काफ़ी है, वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू मच ऑफ मनी, जब बेसिक भी होगा तो भी चलेगा, एट वाइट कॉलर जॉब. बट माई डैड इज ट्रैवल द वर्ल्ड, माई डैड इज एन एडवोकेट, सो ही नोज, ही इज ऑलवेज बीन अराउंड विद द क्राइम, द क्रिमिनल्स एंड पीपल हु आर टू द एक्सट्रीमिस्ट, सो ही नोज, ओके वट एवर इट इज, सो ही हैज दिस ट्रस्ट कि बेटा कुछ भी करेगा अच्छा ही करेगा लाइफ, एंड he's banking on me for that. So he just wanted me to be happy at the end of the day and not just let go and have that boring life, what I think he did that, and he don't want him to do that. He just told me one thing, kuch bhi karna hai kar le, bas khush rahe.
You quit your investment banking job, right? To bolo imandari se, was this planned or was it spontaneous?
No, I was working with one of the leading, you can say top investment bank in the world, where I was in working in US, and all of a sudden I just felt like, you know, it's like काफी पैसे मिल रहे हैं, कमा रहा हूँ, dollars में कमा रहा हूँ, and I was into one of the best product process where a finance guy could ask for. But काम करते करते once I just realized, I just went out down for a walk and to have a coffee and a burger. But I was like, okay, चलो कर तो रहा हूँ, पर यार boring सी ज़िंदगी, आगे 10 साल के बाद क्या, वही मेरा पाउच पेट आएगा, सर के बाल झड़ जाएंगे, आई विल नॉट लुक दैट गुड व्हाट इट इज राइट नाउ, और फिर लाइफ में क्या, वही बुढ़ापा आकर खत्म. बट व्हाट आई वांटेड आउट ऑफ अ लाइफ वाज समथिंग डिफरेंट. आई वांटेड टू हैव अ लाइफ वेयर आई कैन बी हैप्पी एट द एंड ऑफ द डे, और कल मैं अगर नहीं भी रहूं दुनिया में तो मेरी एक अच्छी सी फोटो रह जाए, ना कि कोई बुढ़ापे वाली जिसके सर पे बाल नहीं है, जिसके आंखें अंदर चली गई है, पेट दिख रहा है, सूजा हुआ दिख रहा है, मोमोस टाइप दिख रहा है, और फिर पता नहीं अदरक की तरह फैल गया हर जगह से, और फिर वैसे है. I would die young, I would die handsome.
Absolutely agree with you on that. Okay. That you don't want to die young, but you definitely want to die handsome, because I just think that, you know, when you look after your own body, it's also self-love. And it's one of the biggest things for yourself to be motivated when you, you know, get out for the whole day. You feel happy when you've, look back and you're happy with what you see. But just coming back to, do you see more young men becoming Magic Mikes in India?
There are lots of people who want to get into it, but they still don't have that proper knowledge about it. They don't know how to go for it. Even for me, I have not done any professional training. I've done my graduation, I've done my diploma in dance. And from that, going through the research, going through all the YouTubes that what I see in the Magic Mike shows, what happened, try to learn on my own. I'm a trained dancer, basically. So for me, it was not that tough to get all the steps and like learn on my own. Self-learning was there. And with the experience, when you perform on stage, you have to be sometimes in a prompt, because every time it cannot be all choreographed. Majority of the time, 60 to 70% of the time, sometimes you have to be very improv, you know, when there's too much of crowd, you need to change your steps, you need to be as per what crowd wants. So we might have planned A, B, C, but the crowd might not want it. They might just want X, Y, Z. So we move, we change as per our thing. And the young people who are getting into this thing, they still think being Magic Mike is something, it's just like showing off their body, just stripping. No, that is not the case for sure. It is one of the most finest art form where you need to train yourself. It's not just training into dancing and learning the craft. It's also about the lifestyle that you carry.
What about the women that you meet? Do you have something to tell them?
Yeah, just keep on coming to my show. Make it houseful all the time. I'm still looking out for all the gorgeous women. Come for my show. Yeah.
I'm sure all the gorgeous women will be lining up to see your show, Mohsin. But before, you know, we get on to the other part, I just want to know, imandari se batao, ishq mohabbat, how does it work with you and your girlfriend? You know, because if you are performing with women who want to touch you, I would like to believe that it may cause a certain amount of a rift or conflict or jealousy, you know, between you and your partner. How have you been able to bridge that?
So when I started performing for the shows and the stage, she was there with me, of course. And she was pretty okay with that. And yeah, now it's almost like 1.5 years. I'm single and she's not there, but I think she's one of the backbone that I had in my life who pushed me. And I think she holds one of a credit, 30% of credit of what I am right now, what I have achieved thoda bahut in my life. I give a credit to her. Aisa nahi ki it's like we are not together, so I might just say ki blame her for things. No. She did good to me.
Did she feel jealous when she saw you? Was it, was she possessive about you?
No, initially no. But later, when we broke up, she problems hote hi. And then she told me, ki Mohsin, what you are doing is something I don't want you to do it right now. And I think you should stop. But tabhi maine kuch dinon ke liye kuch परफॉर्म करना बंद भी कर दिया था. बट लेटर एक प्रॉब्लम नहीं होता है व्हेन थिंग्स आर नॉट गोइंग करेक्ट, वो प्रॉब्लम्स आते रहते भले ही आप अच्छा करो. देन आई आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन टू माय सेल्फ कि मैं कुछ गलत कर ही नहीं रहा हूँ तो व्हाई शुड आई स्टॉप एंड पीपल लव मी फॉर माय क्राफ्ट. सो आई स्टार्टेड डूइंग इट अगेन एंड देन या सो वर्क प्रोफेशनली बट पर्सनली इट गॉट लिटिल फक्ड अप.
दैट्स ऑल राइट. यू नो, what's your stage name? You said last time, Mohsin.
Okay, so my stage name is Sahil, but Sahil is my pet name basically, but a spice was added to it, so now it's called it Spicy Sahil. So okay, spices. This name is given one of my friend who is a party organizer. His name is Inder. He's like very, it's like family. So he told me, Mohsin, Sahil to theek hai, let's add spice to it. And like there's someone from the crowd who just shouted, oh, ye banda to kafi spiced up hai, spicy hai. तो वहां से वो नाम उठाकर दो नामों को मिक्स करके दे मिल के स्पाइसी साहिल.
सो स्पाइसी साहिल, वुमेन व्हेन दे क्लब टुगेदर फॉर अ डांस, यू नो व्हेन दे गो, दे आई थिंक दे जस्ट सैटिस्फाई द क्यूरियोसिटी. वुमेन जनरली ट्रीट दिस एज अ पार्टी, दे हैव फन, वेयर इज अ मैन गेटिंग अ डांस फ्रॉम अ गर्ल इज अ मच मोर सीरियस थिंग. ओके, बिकॉज उनको लगता है कि दे आर द, यू नो, द वुमन इज रियली फैंटेसाइजिंग अबाउट दिस मैन. And, you know, they may be turning on the woman, okay? Where, so I think men generally get duped quite easily, you know, into thinking that the woman is fantasizing about him. But women generally do this purely for fun with their girlfriends. Most of the women, you know, they are going out in a group together. And so I would like to just ask you a little bit, because I think men spend a lot of money when they go into, you know, strip shows abroad or in India, wherever there are, you know, these shows. How does it work with women? Is it the same? Like, you, of course, you mentioned saying that the behavior after getting drunk for women and men both are alike. Is it equally monetarily successful a profession, lucrative a profession for women strippers and male strippers?
No, what I can say, if you get into the statistics, women are still dependent on their men or their father when it comes to finance. Where men, majority of the men, when they earn, okay, so almost every person, a boy, dream to be financially stable. When it comes to women, there are still lots of population, percentage of population. नहीं हमारा क्या है, हमारी शादी होगी और फिर husband होंगे बच्चे. There is still, even in the cities, I'll tell you, it's not just like, you know, the rural areas. City में भी काफी ऐसी, और काफी पढ़ लिख कर भी उनकी mentality वैसी हो गई है कि नहीं बस ठीक है हम basic से कमा लें, शादी कर रहे अच्छे घर में, बस मतलब वैसा होता है. Women, they have limited funds. Okay. Certain percentage of women, they are independent, they earn good money, they spend a lot, and phir bhi, they are still very budget conscious, I'll tell you. I've seen women who spend lakhs in just few minutes. I've seen women, acha nahi theek hai, bas itna hi main kharcha karungi, itna hi ye karna hai. I think they are one of the best baniyas women. They know how to calculate things.
Coming back, before I end today's episode, thank you so much, Spicy Sahil, Mohsin Syed, for being on today's podcast. And before I end, I just think that, you know, soon India may have clubs that is only solely for lap dancing, and where only a 22-year-old thong-clad male dancers will be allowed, and no men with paunch or with hair that's completely receding will be allowed. And we are waiting for clubs like that. There are tons of that in internationally. You know, Birmingham is called the capital of lap dancing. And there is a place that's called Tricky Dicky. And we don't know when India will also open up. But it's very interesting to know that the entire sexual dynamics in our country has changed. And I can't begin to tell you what a pleasure it's been to talk to you, Mohsin Syed. Aap jab baat karte ho, aap karte ho imandari se. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This was one of the best conversation I had in recent times, believe me. Like, dil khul kar baat kiya. Bas kehte na, thand pe gayi.
Thanu bhi thand pe gayi. So, thank you so much. To you, our dearest listeners, you can find us on your favorite streaming services, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, and of course on all other major streaming services. With loads of love, we are The Mohua Show, where we talk imandari se.